Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for October 8th, 2023 is based on 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 12 through 15, and Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our fifth guiding principle at Resurrection Lutheran Church: fellowship and celebration are vital to who we are.
A reading from 2 Samuel. It was told King David, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God." So David went and brought the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. David danced before the Lord with all of his might. David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. They brought in the Ark of the Lord and set it in its place, inside the tent that David had pitched for it, and David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed food among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
And a reading from the book of Acts. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Amen. This is the fifth and final week in our 5-week sermon series that is focusing on our core values or our guiding principles. These are the 5 aspects of the identity of this congregation that makes us unique to our calling in this community, and it guides the direction of our ministries. So far, if you're keeping track, we've covered the following guiding principles. All are welcome and invited here. We are kind and respectful to all. We teach and learn God's word through our Lutheran theology. As recipients of God's grace, we extend grace, love, and peace to all. And if you've missed any of these past week's videos or sermons and want to catch up, you can always watch the full service on our Facebook or YouTube page, or listen to the readings and the sermon on our podcast page of our website. And so this week we are looking at that fifth and final guiding principle: fellowship and celebration are vital to who we are. A big thank you to Mandy Arias, RLC council member, for sharing what this guiding principle means to her in her life.
Hi, I'm Mandy Arias, and I'm speaking today on our fifth guiding principle. It's fellowship and celebration are vital to who we are. When our family first moved to Lebanon, we were looking for a way to belong to the community, and we found that here at Resurrection. We became best friends with several members of the congregation, and Actually, I met Martha through one of the fellowship events. We were talking in the hallway while we were watching the kids, and we definitely made a bond that day, and it continued on for several years. And the Blinkowitzes and the Feldmans and Michelle, we all became very, very tight. So definitely fellowship and celebration were a big part of the Arias' staying at Resurrection. Fellowship opportunities are so important to my family, and finding a place to belong, I encourage you to reach out and find opportunities for your family as well.
Mandy hits on a good point in her reflection. The deep relationships we form with others are important in our lives. Now, those relationships don't have to be formed only in church. They can be formed other places as well. But often the deep relationships that we form in church are developed with a high level of trust and vulnerability. We come into this place knowing that we will likely end up sharing with others our highest highs and our lowest lows. We celebrate each other's happy moments like births or baptisms, weddings, healing, but we also mourn with each other when we are praying after a hard diagnosis or comforting one another when we lose a loved one. And that's part of why we gather here on Sundays, to be vulnerable with one another and to be vulnerable with God, to celebrate the generosity and love of God and to support one another when it feels like to us God might be far away. This act of being with one another, of fellowship, is not an easy task. It requires us to let down our guards and be truly vulnerable with one another. Speaking of vulnerability, we see an example of it today in our reading from 2 Samuel. David is so filled with gratitude toward God because of all of God's blessings that he can't withstand it any longer. And he strips all the way down to his underwear and dances in front of the entire town. Now, it's not what I'm going to ask you to do as part of being vulnerable, but he lays it all out there. He's so overcome with gratitude that he wants to show God that everything he has is due to the love and generosity of God in his life. And it isn't enough for him to celebrate all by himself. He wants to include his friends and his community members in the celebration. And so he does an act of fellowship that we continue to do to this very day. He brings his friends and community members together, and what does he do? He feeds them. In the short little snippet of a story we read today, we see that like us, David values fellowship and celebration. But he isn't the only example of this in the Bible. We see it again in our reading from Acts. Jesus has ascended into heaven, and now the apostles are on their own, trying to figure out how to continue to live out the teachings of Jesus. They could have gotten together and said, well, hey, since Jesus is gone, let's just go our separate ways. You know, try to live out and share his teachings on our own. I mean, I know he didn't give us an instruction manual per se when he left, and we often got interpretations of his parables completely wrong. But I think we can each go on our own separate ways and everything will work out just fine. No. They realized that they needed each other. They knew that in good times and in bad times, they would need the support of one another. Fellowship for them was the intentional and continual supporting of one another in their times of vulnerability. I'm sure that they celebrated some of the same things that we do, baptisms and marriages and babies and anniversaries and more, but we are told that the thing that they specifically and importantly chose to continue to celebrate was the breaking of the bread, Holy Communion, just as Jesus had commanded them. You see, Jesus knew that there was something special about when people come together and share a meal. In the Gospels, we consistently hear stories about Jesus going to someone's house for dinner or feeding crowds of hungry people. He gathers people together in an act of fellowship and then celebrates God's abundance by feeding them. I think that's partly why potlucks have been such a big part of the history of the church. It's an opportunity for us to come together, to support one another, and to celebrate our gifts through food and conversation. And those moments not only happen at things like our annual church picnic, but they can happen even in between services around the coffee pot or the teapot as you sit in the hallway or in the lobby and converse with one another. But the greatest act of fellowship and celebration that we encounter each Sunday happens at God's free table of grace, love, and forgiveness. A meal that gathers us together and celebrates the life-giving nature of God. A meal that welcomes all people, no matter who you are, or who people say you are, or what you have done, or even what you will do in the future. You are welcome to this feast of celebration and fellowship with God. We come together to celebrate that God loved us from before creation, that God loves us so much that God took human form in Jesus to be with us, and we celebrate that we are promised an everlasting life with God in eternity, not because of the good things we do, but because of God's enduring love and unflinching grace for us. We come together in fellowship to celebrate this meal together, to be reminded and empowered by God, to then go out with one another and share that same love, grace, and forgiveness with others. As this five-week series about our guiding principles comes to a close, I reflect on the fact that we could have the best church mission statement. We could have the most dynamic vision statement. We could have the most impactful guiding principles ever known to any religious institution ever. But it would mean nothing. Nothing if it didn't lead us back humbly to this table. A table that reminds us each time we approach it, that God seeks us out and desires to be in fellowship with us. That God celebrates us as part of God's good creation, which each and every one of you are. And we are empowered then to enter into those moments of fellowship and celebration with others along the way. Today, after we commune together in fellowship and in celebration, let us carry that love from this table out into our community and beyond. Let us feast and celebrate together this day. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.